Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme, broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Thank you. always lost its spot. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to see through the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious,
I'm with her on this program, and that was that's from their new live album coming out in April. The album is called Sing Me Alive, and that was a track called The Obvious Child, and it's a full concert that they've recorded. Looking forward to that very much. Hope we see them in the UK this year. That would be fantastic if we did.
We mentioned at the top of the show, we're playing lots of live, lots of new music on today's program from debut artists. We've already heard something from Claire Vine, and I'm going to play you something now from a London-based multi-instrumentalist called Charlie Wheatley. His debut solo album comes out on the 22nd of March and is going to be called Ratcliffe Cross. And it was recorded by Tom Moore, who you'll know, the excellent viola player and producer with a great studio. Charlie Wheatley is interested in old instrumental dance tunes reinvented in a modern form. And he gets his tunes primarily from English and Welsh dance traditions. But he's also a composer, so he puts his own slant on them as well. And I'm going to play you a track now from the new album, which comes out on, as I said, the 22nd of March, and is called Ratcliffe Cross. And this track is called Sheila's.
Thank you. heart of Dixie, where cotton's still a king. If you slide on down to the Delta, you can hear those banjos ring. Might be the muddy water comes in the spring with the rain. Or a poor boy down on Parchment Farm at the end of a ball and chain. One Mississippi is a long time, gone in the blink of an eye. Two Mississippi is a lifetime, the years just drift on by. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. If you stand on the banks of the river as the evening sun goes down, when the cattails shake and shiver, you can hear that lonesome sound. Might be the moon on the water, or the old gray ghost in the trees, or the scent of the sweet magnolia rising on the breeze. One Mississippi is a long time, gone in the blink of an eye. Two Mississippi is a lifetime, the years just drift on. As the coal smoke burns from the heart of the Delta Queen. If you head on past the levee, down the road that got no name, there's a white cross on the hillside and a sign that says Jesus saves. When that congregation
That was Eric Bibb there from his new album, and that was One Mississippi, written by Janice Ian, requested by our friend Nicky Campbell. Eric Bibb is on a big tour starting very, very soon, and yeah, I don't know if I'm going to catch him this time, but we'll see. Eric Bibb there.
So next, Sam, I've got a bit of a guessing game for the listeners. Nicky, you might be interested in this as well. Who is this band I'm about to play? I'll give you some clues. They were in the 1970s at their peak. They're British, and they were a psychedelic folk rock band. That's all I'm going to tell you. You have to guess who this is.
A separate man with a natural head and a natural man, and you could see in his eyes that he didn't tell lies, and there were no flies on Whispering Ned. Now Whispering Ned had a magical bed where his head freaked out at night. You could see him rise up into the skies, and down the wind went Whispering Ned. He could ride on a breeze high above the trees. At the turn of his mind, he could travel where he pleased. And he sailed on air, floating everywhere, for there were no flies on Whispering Ned. Well,
they came to a land where heads were banned and the land was grand, but the people were grey and they worked all day in a diligent way, trying to keep out heads and whispering Ned. So Ned took charge of a very large lump, which he dumped in the sump of a local water pump, and they all got gassed and they sussed, but they missed at the last of the last four whispering Ned. Now Whispering Ned was a natural head, and he liked a joke, and he often had a smoke, but he never got sussed, and he never got bust. There were no flies on Whispering Ned.
So who got that? Who was that singing Whispering Ned? That was, drumroll, Dando Shaft, featuring, among others, Kevin Dempsey and Martin Jenkins, and that was from their debut late 1970s album, Dando Shaft, and was called Whispering Ned.
Emily Fortman is on tour very soon. She's actually on tour with Louis Campbell, which will be very interesting indeed. She arrives at the Greystones on Sunday, the 22nd of March. She has a brand new album coming out, which we haven't got hold of yet. But let's say the title track from her last album. This is Coracle.
They took away my bonnie. And what did they leave me? No cuckoo bird to sing me lies. No wicker doll with painted eyes to dandle on my knee. Only all tangled up in fishing.
Brilliant new music from Finn Collinson, who plays recorder like nobody else. He's a wonderful, wonderful composer. And the album came out last Friday and is called Byway. And he was joined on that track by Archie Churchill Moss, best known for his accordion playing, but playing guitar very wonderfully there. And Evan Carson playing baron. And the track was mixed by Jim Moray. Finn Collinson wrote that particular tune, which is the second single from the album, and it's called Bick Noller Hill. And he wrote that while he was an artist in residence at Halsey Manor in the Quantocks, which backs onto the incredible Quantocks Hills. And Finn actually wrote that tune while wandering the Quantocks Hills, I guess between classes at the residential. It's really unusual to hear the recorder used in contemporary folk recordings. And Finn Collinson is a very skillful player indeed, as you just heard. So well worth checking out his album, Byway. That's Finn Collinson.
As we've been looking at the child ballads today, especially Geordie or Georgie, I thought I'd play a track from Ennis Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer's album Child Ballads, which came out in 2013. They recorded that particular ballad. They also recorded Child Ballad Number 1, which is called Riddles Wisely Expounded, and this is their wonderful version of it. Child Ballad Number 1.
There were three sisters in the north, lay the bent to the bonny broom, and they lived in their mother's house, and you'll beguile a lady soon. There came a man one evening late, lay the bent to the bonny broom. He came knocking at the gate, and you'll beguile a lady soon. The eldest sister let him in, lay the bent to the bonny broom, and locked the door with a silver pin, and you'll beguile a lady soon. The second sister made his bed, lay the bent to the bonny broom, and laid soft pillows neath his head, and you'll beguile a lady soon. The youngest sister, fair and bright, lay the bent to the bonny broom, she lay beside him all through the night, and you'll beguile a lady soon. Said, young man, will you marry me? And you'll beguile a lady soon. He said, yes, I'll marry thee. Lay the bent to the bonny broom, if you can answer this for me. And you'll beguile a lady soon. What is greener than the grass? Lay the bent to the bonny broom. And what is smoother than a glass? And you'll beguile a lady soon. What is louder than a horn? Lay the bent to the bonny broom. And what is sharper than a thorn? And you'll beguile a lady soon. What is deeper than the sea? Lay the bent to the bonny broom. And what is longer than the way? And you'll beguile a lady soon.
Envy's greener than the grass.
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
Flattery's smoother than the glass.
And you'll beguile a lady soon.
Rumor's louder than a horn.
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
Slander's sharper than the thorn.
And you'll beguile a lady soon.
Regret is deeper than the sea.
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
But love is longer than the way.
The The eldest sister rang the bell, laying the bend to the bonny broom. She rang it from the highest hill, and you'll beguile a lady soon. The second sister made the gown, laid the bend to the bonny broom. She sewed it up, the silk so fine, and you'll beguile a lady soon. The youngest sister, true and wise, laid the bend to the bonny broom. They made of her a lovely bride, and you'll beguile a lady soon. And now, fair maids, I bid adieu. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. These parting words I leave with you, and you'll beguile a lady soon. May you always constant prove. Lay the bend to the bonny broom, unto the one that you do love.
Billion people have walked this earth before. 100 billion people every day, it's even more. And each and every one of them has stories they could tell, of succeeding and of fading and of how to live life well. They laid a trail of breadcrumbs in the fairy tales they told. They wove a lot of wisdom through the sayings we still hold. Our ancestors, our forebears, although they are here no more, they knew that things to come will cast their shadows well before. Granny's granny's grandma, she would know just what to do when the one you love has told you that they no longer love you. Your great-great uncle, twice removed, had many things to say on how to handle death and loss and how to find your way. Will prevail, or find some hope that help will come when you become too frail. To know that kindness is returned and you are not alone, just follow all those breadcrumbs that your ancestors have sown.
New music from Amy Hopwood, who is a folk singer, musician and animation artist, and her new album is called Gone to Flowers. It's a fascinating work, full of depth and of really, really interesting themes, mostly around those of endings and mortality. But I really like what Amy wrote about this. She says, "I'm really excited to finally share this album of new music. A little nervous too, as my lyrics do go deeper and darker than on previous albums, offering the elephant in the room a cup of tea and a chat, you could say. But so far, people's response has been wonderful. I think perhaps using music and animation makes it easier easier for us to look at the harder aspects of being human. Well, Amy, you've certainly done that with this record. I'm very, very grateful for you for sending it through to Thank Goodness It's Folk, and I hope to play more of it in future programs because it really tickles the fancies and makes you think, which is always lovely for music to do. But it's also lots of fun, and her layering of sounds is really interesting. It reminds me a bit of Lisa Knapp, the way she uses layers. And on that particular track, she asked her social media followers if they wanted to whisper their favourite proverbs, and she built a soundtrack behind her song there, Breadcrumbs. Fascinating, innovative, and really lovely. Thank you to Amy Hopwood for that new music.
And now, but I believe we're going to go back to the chat ballad, aren't we, James?
We are, Sam. We mentioned in the first half that as well as all of the various English and Scottish versions of Geordie or Georgie that have been collected, it is a very important folk song in the USA, and many, many versions were collected from many, many fine singers in the mountains from both Cecil Sharp and Maud Carpley's collections and others as well. And you've chosen Peggy Seeger. It's the second time we'll hear her on the program, and too many times is still not enough for Peggy Seeger. So let's go. Really interesting contrast, actually, to hear this, Sam. A very young Peggy Seeger, who recorded this on Blood and Roses Volume 3, which were a fantastic series of ballad albums made with Ewan McColl. Peggy says that she got her version from the singing of Mrs. Evelyn Skaggs of Wayton in Arkansas. Here's Peggy Seeger with Child Ballad 209.
As I walked over London's bridge, it was in the morning early. There I espied a most pretty fair maid lamenting for Georgine. She said, "Now saddle me my black, bridle him right gaily, and I will ride now this livelong night and beg for the life of Georgine." She rode until she came there. It was in the morning early. Down on her bended knee she fell, saying, "Spare the life of Georgine." She now took out her purse of gold, crying, "Lawyer's money a plenty. Just fee yourself now and think on me and plead for the life of Georgine." Then George's lawyer, he rose up, says, "I've nothing at all against him. By his own confession, now he must die, and the Lord have mercy on him." The judge looked over his left shoulder. He looked both sad and sorry. "My pretty fair maid, you have come too late. Georgie's gonna be hung tomorrow." Georgie walked up and down the hall, bidding adieu to many. But when he came to his own true love, that grieved him worse than any. Georgie was hanged in them golden chains, such chains you don't see many. Georgie, he come of a noble race and loved a virtuous lady. Georgie is buried in Harlan State, and over him grows a willow with a marble slab at his head and feet and his true love's arm for a pillow.
Wonderful. So that concludes our look at the ballad Georgie or Geordie, ballad 209. We're only 2 weeks away now from playing you Child Ballad 211, and we have a very exciting treat for you, put together by Kathy Tattersall, who's put a new tune to that. But that will be in about a fortnight's time. Speaking of Peggy Seeger, I mentioned in the first half a new artist called Claire Vine, who is about to release her first full-length album on March the 13th. And the album is called We Carve Our Path. One of Claire's stated heroes is Peggy Seeger. And it's fitting then that we will now play another track from the album. In the first half, I played the single that came out today, which is called Eyes Wide Open. But I want to go back to a track featuring Tamsin Elliott, which was the first single to be released from the record. We haven't played it yet, and we're going to rectify that now. Very topical. The track is called Ceasefire, and it's about the situation in Palestine. And it was released on the 13th of November in 2025. It comes from Claire Vine. I do urge you to check out her thoughtful and beautiful record, We Carve Our Path. Here is Ceasefire.
Ooh. 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 Letting it in. Finally letting you in, after hiding, letting it in, finally letting you in, after hiding away, hiding from your pain. I didn't want to hear, I didn't want to feel your fear, but you don't have that choice, and I can hear your voice here across the border. Across the borders with you.
Fight for a ceasefire.
Nancy Kerr and James Fagan there with Queen of Waters, and Nancy and James will be tonight broadcasting on Live to Your Living Room.
We are, we're in Leek, and in fact there are still tickets left for the live component of this gig, for the, I should say, the face-to-face component at the Art Centre in Leek. If you look at our website, you'll find a ticket link. It's nancykerr.co.uk, the Foxlow Arts Centre in Leek. and the tickets are through tickettailor.com. Just look up Nancy Kerr and James Fagan and Leek. This is a new venture, putting folk music in through Kat McGill and live to your living room into Foxlow Arts Centre, and it's quite local to where Kat is. Kat is the director of Live to Your Living Room, and so as well as playing to a live audience, Sam will be broadcasting to the world through Live to Your Living Room.
Absolutely, James, and it's always great when that happens, and another chance to see your 30th anniversary concert, isn't it?
That's right, Sam. We've been looking at, it's been lovely actually, just looking back over 30 years of music with Nancy and picking some songs and stuff that we haven't done for quite a long time. We did a concert in London at Cecil Sharp House in November, but not everyone could come to that, obviously. So one of the nice things about doing it on Live to Your Living Room is this is an opportunity for people who haven't been able to see us on tour to come and watch virtually. And we'll be going through some of our very favourite repertoire from the last 30 years. And it's not too late to make a request. If you're going to be joining us on Live to Your Living Room, let us know this afternoon before the show, and we will try and honour requests from our back catalogue of the last 30 years. So you heard it here.
Well, great stuff. Looking forward to that very much. What have you got?
Thanks, Sam. Well, what I do have for you is something I have only recently discovered. I'm a massive fan of Steel I Span, and I've got most of their records, but one album I don't have, and I'm just about to buy a second-hand copy of, but I thought I'd listen to it first to make sure I wanted it, is absolutely brilliant. And it's called Live at Last, and it was recorded in 1978 by Steel I Span with the new lineup that they had to put together when Peter Knight took a break from the band after Rocket Cottage. And they came back with a new lineup featuring John Kirkpatrick and their previous guitarist from the original band, Martin Carthy.
Yeah.
And they made one album called Storm Force 10, and then they recorded this live album. And there's a track on there that just blew me away. There's a lot of talk about Martin Carthy at the moment as he's retired, and Eliza, his daughter, is doing a national tour with many, many guest artists, including a show just a few days ago in Sheffield. And we wish them all the very best with the tour as they present music from Martin Carthy. Now, one of the things I loved about Martin's playing was how inspired he was by Morris dancing, Sam. And he got to play famously with the Bampton Morris side in Oxfordshire. He used to play for them regularly at their dance outs. But he also accompanied John Kirkpatrick dancing on stage in 1978 during this concert. John put the concertina down, Martin played the guitar, and John Kirkpatrick danced Bonnets So Blue. It must have been quite something to see. You'll hear Carthy playing wonderful Morris music on the guitar here, as only he can. And you'll hear John Kirkpatrick dancing. If you don't believe me about hearing someone dancing, remember that John Kirkpatrick is covered in bells. So here is Bonnets So Blue, played and danced by John Kirkpatrick and Martin Carthy.
Thank you.
let's let the applause go on for Martin Carthy and Sean Kirkpatrick then. Martin playing, of course, with that percussive thumb of his, and John Kirkpatrick dancing. Now we're going to finish the show with Andy Cutting and Gudrun Walter. I'd like to dedicate this to Ellie Lucas, whose birthday is today as the show goes out. Happy birthday, Ellie. And we'll see you all next week.
We will.
Look after one another.
Indeed.
We'll see you all next week.
And we'll be together again, Sam. And thank you for today. Yeah, happy birthday from me too, Ellie. This is Conversations is the album, and the tracks are called Sheffield Fair and Raven's Hornpipe from Gudrun and Andy. We'll be right back.